PayPal.com. At a quick glance, this looks as if it says PayPal. Even if the victim notices, he may think it's just a slight defect in the text that makes the L of PAL look like an I. And who would notice at a glance that www.paypa1.com uses the number 1 instead of a lowercase letter L? There are enough people who accept misspellings and other misdirection to make this gambit continually popular with credit card bandits. When people go to the phony site, it looks like the site they expected to go to, and they blithely enter their credit card information. To set up one of these scams, an attacker only needs to register the phony domain name, send out his emails, and wait for suckers to show up, ready to be cheated. In mid-2002, I received an email, apparently part of a mass mailing, that was marked as being from eBay@eBay.com. The message reads, Message. Dear eBay user, it has become very noticeable that another party has been corrupting your eBay account and has violated our user agreement policy listed. 4. Bidding and buying. You are obligated to complete the transaction with the seller if you purchase an item through one of our fixed price formats or are the highest bidder as described below. If you are the highest bidder at the end of an auction, meeting the applicable minimum bid or reserve requirements, and your bid is accepted by the seller, you are obligated to complete the transaction with the seller, or the transaction is prohibited by law or by this agreement. You received this notice from eBay because it has come to our attention that your current account has caused interruptions with other eBay members, and eBay requires immediate verification for your account. Please verify your account, or the account may become disabled. Click here to verify your account. http://error_ebay.tripod.com. Designated trademarks and brands are the property of their respective owners. eBay and the eBay logo are trademarks of eBay Incorporated. Victims who clicked on the link went to a web page that looked very much like an eBay page. In fact, the page was well designed, with an authentic eBay logo and browse, sell, and other navigation links that, if clicked, took the visitor to the actual eBay site. There was also a security logo in the bottom right corner. To deter the savvy victim, the designer had even used HTML encryption to mask where the user-provided information was being sent. It was an excellent example of a malicious computer-based social engineering attack. Still, it was not without several flaws. The email message was not well written. In particular, the paragraph beginning, "You received this notice," is clumsy and inept. The people responsible for these hoaxes never hire a professional to edit their copy, and it always shows. Also, anybody who was paying close attention would have become suspicious about eBay asking for the visitor's PayPal information. There is no reason eBay would ask a customer for this private information involving a different company. And anyone knowledgeable about the Internet would probably recognize that the hyperlink connects not to the eBay domain, but to tripod.com, which is a free web hosting service. This was a dead giveaway that the email was not legitimate. Still, I bet a lot of people entered their information, including a credit card number, onto this page. Note: why are people allowed to register deceptive or inappropriate domain names? Because under the current law and online policy, anyone can register any site name that's not already in use. Companies try to fight this use of copycat addresses, but consider what they're up against. General Motors filed suit against a company that registered F**KGeneralMotors.com, but without the asterisks, and pointed the URL to General Motors' website. GM lost. Be alert. As individual users of the Internet, we all need to be alert, making a conscious decision about when it's okay to enter personal information, passwords, account numbers, PINs, and the like. How many people do you know who could tell you whether a particular Internet page they're looking at meets the requirements of a secure page? How many employees in your company know what to look for? Everyone who uses the Internet should know about the little symbol that often appears somewhere on a web page and looks like a drawing of a padlock. They should know that when the HASP is closed, the site has been certified as being secure. When the HASP is open, or the lock icon is missing, the website is not authenticated as genuine, and any information transmitted is in the clear, that is, unencrypted. However, an attacker who manages to compromise administrative privileges on a company computer may be able to modify or patch the operating system code to change the user's perception of what is really happening. For example, the programming instructions in the browser software that indicate a website's digital certificate is invalid can be modified to bypass the check. Or, the system could be modified with something called a rootkit, installing one or more backdoors at the operating system level which are harder to detect. Lingo. Backdoor.